This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That gets you, boy. We'll get back to the Kevin Pitullo conversation. We are on Kevin Pitullo Watch and Bo Bichette Watch. I need some sort of news before the show is over today. And I think both will be welcome with cheers here in Philadelphia. Certainly Bo Bichette will be.
You say be welcome with cheers.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, Pitullo will be. What do you think there'll be a bigger positive reaction to? The Bo Bichette signing or the Kevin Pitullo firing?
Kevin Pitullo firing.
Man. Wow.
And you got little,
interesting
kids
poll
that are talking about.
What are you more excited to see?
Burger flipping and all of those
signing or the Kevin Pitullo firing? All right, let's ask Devin Caney, among other things. She joins us right now to unpack the end of the Eagles season and to figure out what is next for this team. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Or I guess, you know, as well as we all can be, still recovering from that loss, but otherwise good. How are you guys?
Well, we're, you know, we're getting by.
Yeah, we're all right.
Arguing. That's what we do. Yeah. So, Devin, now that we're, you know, a full day and plus through it, what's your, like, what's the feeling you have that it ended? Because there's a couple ways you could think. Like, I kind of always felt it was coming, and I'm not surprised or shocked. I mean, they lost a home playoff game where clearly they were the more talented team, and they gave it up. But what's the feeling you have, you know, a couple days post the game?
I think a mix of both, because it's shock that they lost in the way that they did, but also like not surprising that they lost in the way that they did. It was kind of poetic in a way, the way that the Eagles ended their season. You know, everything that had been plaguing them throughout the entire season, at least offensively, I do think defense kind of had a out of character performance against that Niners offense, but credit to Shanahan because he dialed up some good tricky plays and they did exactly what they were meant to do against this Eagles defense. But as far as the offense goes, I mean, we know that it was all the things that had been worrying us throughout all 18 weeks of the season. And I guess the biggest head scratcher to me is why it took the Eagles, or I guess they still haven't done anything about it technically, but, you know, 19 weeks to figure out a solution to this offense. So I was shocked. I was confident that – did I have confidence that the Eagles would go back to the Super Bowl and win it? No, but given the landscape of the rest of the league in the postseason and especially the rest of the NFC, I thought we'd at least be heading to Chicago this weekend.
Dev, I'm kind of curious – oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you
– No, go for it.
No, I was kind of curious. How close were you to the heated exchange between Coach Sirianni and AJ, and was it as bad as it looked on television?
Yes, I was right behind the receiver's bench when that happened. So I got a front row seat to that exchange. And honestly, at first, so I was standing like right behind where AJ and Devontae sit. And Aaron Andrews, I think, was like to the left of me. So when you're down there, a lot of the times, you know, you collaborate with other sideline reporters, whether it's a national person or whoever. And we both kind of looked at each other like, what just happened? What's going on? Because we couldn't see the replay yet. We didn't know what started it. We just saw AJ being extremely emotional. Aaron Moore had the receivers coach, and Jordan Mailata were both kind of trying to calm him down, saying, like, you need to just take a deep breath. It's okay. You know, sit down. Big Dom, of course, had to intervene, as the replay showed. But at first we were like, what is happening? What did something like go down between a 49ers player and AJ? We didn't realize it was between AJ and Nick Sirianni until the replay happened. But yes, I saw that entire heated exchange, and it was, so I guess I can say shocking, but given, you know, AJ Brown and what he has been through or put us through this entire season, I guess not entirely shocking.
Yeah, and plus, you know, Sirianni can bark at people, so that's it's not shocking to me it happened. I wish it didn't, but it's not shocking. Devin, what's your, if you had a guess right now, and there's a lot to go into this. I mean, obviously his play this season, everything that went on away from the field, that he wasn't happy at times, a lot of times. And then the ramifications from a salary cap perspective and how they allocate money. Do you think Sunday was AJ Brown's last game as an Eagle?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say because I think it's easy to point to the reasons why he won't be an Eagle. I do think that there's a misconception in AJ Brown's happiness. I do still think he loves Philadelphia. I think he loves playing for the Eagles. I think he wears his emotions on his sleeves a lot, as we saw, you know, on Sunday with his, you know, heated altercation with the head coach. But I don't think that he's necessarily like unhappy here. That being said, you know, you mentioned his contract. Eagles have a ton of players coming up, especially on the defensive side of the ball, who need to get paid, and they might need that money to use elsewhere on younger players, especially defensive players, versus a, I hate saying the word aging, because like it's crazy that we talk about athletes this way, but you know, a receiver who might be on the back half of his career, who kind of came up short in moments this season, and especially in that final game, and caused some unnecessary drama. So I could see it going either way. I don't think that it would be, you know, AJ asking out. I don't think that he's like unhappy. I think he just is an emotional player.
Devin Caney with us here as we unpack the end of the Eagles season. All right, so Devin, now we wait to see what is next. And there is a general and I think understood expectation the Eagles are probably going to move on from Kevin Petullo. Now, if you had a guess, do you think we're going to hear from the Eagles soon? Because, you know, on one end, it doesn't really matter if it's today or tomorrow. But on the other end of the spectrum, they're in the midst of coaching searches, right? All the teams around the league are coaching searches. There's a lot of former head coaches that are offensive minds that are out there that conceivably, you know, if the Eagles don't move quickly, they could end up getting jobs elsewhere. If you had a guess, do you think we're going to hear something soon? Or could it be like 2 years ago where it was over a week until the Eagles, you know, talked to us after the season ended?
Was that how long it was? I was just wondering.
I think it was like nine days. Now, they did say 2 years ago there was, because there was a snowstorm, I guess, on the in-between there. So I don't know. But it felt like it took forever last time we did this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honestly surprised we haven't heard anything already. I would assume maybe they're kind of giving it a rest, or the powers that be who make the ultimate decision aren't, you know, wanting to make an emotional choice and letting it kind of settle in. But I would expect that, you know, we'll hear within the week of Kevin Petullo's future with the Eagles. And I don't know if there's much of a future there. I heard you mention they might like downgrade his role and keep him on staff. I just don't think that. I think that it's probably best for both parties if they kind of go their separate ways. But he is, you know, really close with Nick Sirianni. So it also depends on how that relationship has lasted, or if it hasn't, you know, throughout this loss and this entire season. But either way, I don't think Kevin Petullo will be calling plays come next season.
So Devin, last time the Eagles went out in the first round, which was 2 years ago, they made some pretty drastic changes. I mean, they imported Vic Fangio, and they moved on from their offensive coordinator, and they signed Saquon Barkley. I mean, they really did a lot, and that led them to a Super Bowl. Do you expect an offseason of big changes or tweaks around here to try to get back to where they want to be?
So something that stood out to me on the Jordan Mailata show last night when Elliot and Spike were talking to Jordan was Jordan said he wished that they could keep, you know, he knows they can't keep everyone, but he hopes that they keep about 75% or more of the guys, you know, on the roster around. And obviously you get, you know, emotionally attached to a lot of players, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Like, I really hope that they can keep N'Kobe and Reed and Jordan Davis. And I don't know if Jalen Carter is going to, you know, demand to get paid this offseason or not, but there's just a lot of really tough decisions and guys who have played together, especially on the defensive side of the ball, since college. And you do worry what that would do, say, if N'Kobe Dean doesn't return to the team chemistry, or at least the defensive chemistry, which has been incredible all season. You know, the same cannot be said for the offense, but the defense genuinely just looks like they're having fun and they love each other because they're all so close and they've all played together for years. So I think it's kind of balancing the team chemistry with talent and then, of course, the salary cap. Like, it might be a lot easier to sign Reed Blankenship to a cheaper deal than to, you know, have to pay N'Kobe Dean, especially when you have Jahad Campbell waiting in the wings. I know a lot of people think that Jahad was a disappointment. That wasn't the case. They love Jahad Campbell. Jahad Campbell had a great season. He's a rookie, and N'Kobe Dean just happened to be playing better than him. But I think that they have a lot of hope for Jahad Campbell's future with the team, and that can impact who they keep around. So I think we'll see changes. I don't know if we'll see like massive, massive changes. I don't know if we'll see a signing of the caliber of Saquon Barkley. I think tight end is a big position to watch, whether it's in the draft or in free agency or trades or what have you. That's a need. If they don't keep Dallas Goedert, they're going to have to figure out their tight ends situation. So it'll be an interesting offseason for sure, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. A lot of big decisions by Howie. Devin, we appreciate hopping on. We will talk soon, and you have a good rest of the week.
Appreciate you.
See you guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney with us there. Yeah, I mean, look, when we get through the coaching stuff, they do have a lot of decisions to make on the roster, especially with how they're going to start to pay these defense players. 215-592-9494. All right, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Haven't looked at the results yet so far. I mean, if I had to guess, though, this feels
75%.
Feels like a pretty easy one to guess. Is Kevin Pitullo getting too much blame? Wow, Hugh. You almost nailed it, 76% mm-hmm. on the no, which means people want to just, you know, it's fine. Scapegoat him.
Honestly, low.
You thought it'd be 99?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think there's 24% of people seeing this
people,
clearly.
Yeah, they probably ain't looked at the poll yet. You give them some time.
Well, I think 24% are seeing this thing clearly. Let's see if Mark of Jersey is. He's up next on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen.
Mark.
Let's get right to it.
Go ahead.
I am disgusted, mm-hmm. okay? And I am disgusted in A.J. Brown.
Okay.
This guy single-handedly sabotaged the entire season. And I'm not even so upset with him, even though I am. Nobody stepped to this dude. Management, Jeffrey Lurie, all you had to do was say, hey, look, man, cut the nonsense. You're messing things up. Well, you're
Jeffrey
being
Lurie
real kinda, selfish.
Kinda
if you tweet one more thing, if you go out there and did some cryptic message, or if I see that book, you're suspended.
So before you go on, Mark, now there was a report that Lurie did go up to him at practice and do what you said, no more. And from what I can remember, I don't think there was any more tweets or Instagram
you know
stuff
what he did,
after
he
that.
He went up at practice and he hugged him. Yeah. And he said, you don't have to apologize.
That was reported.
That is an enabler. That's making him an enabler. That's saying, it's okay, AJ. I understand. That was the problem. It's like a weed that kept growing and kept growing. And he's like, well, nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to do any discipline. I can say what I want. And he just messed it up. I'm upset that Lane Johnson didn't pull him aside. Jordan Mailata, hey, dude, you're messing up. Stop acting like a 12-year-old. And they just let it happen.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
I mean, because let's recklessly speculate
here
together.
Here we go.
Let's recklessly speculate together. You talk about the leadership in that locker room, right? And you talk about Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and all those other guys. They see what's going on, right?
Yep.
Why do you think they didn't say anything?
They should have.
No,
don't
no.
Even, I know
Mark,
where you're going.
Mark,
I know
Mark,
where you're
that
going.
Wasn't Mark.
I know where you're going.
No,
let me cook. You're going to say because they believe that he's
no,
right.
No, Mark, I wasn't going to say it. No, Mark,
well,
I
kind of think Hugh was alluding to that, too.
I wasn't going to say anything, Mark. I was asking you, why do you think they didn't do it? Like, okay, Mark, between
you know
the
why? Because they were afraid of him. He's a polarizing figure, and they didn't want to start no mess.
Lane Johnson? Lane joining my lineup? Mark,
you think Lane Johnson is afraid of A.J. Brown? Stop.
Well, then why didn't he do something?
Well, I think Hugh is trying to speculate.
Let's recklessly speculate, shall we? No, I'm just saying, Mark, I'm not saying it's real.
Unbelievable. You guys are backing this dude.
Mark, time out. Mark, stop.
I didn't back him.
I said in November after he went on the stream thing and ripped everybody, I said they should have traded him at the deadline.
Janky Rondo, right?
I watched this guy catch his second touchdown against the Vikings. And he throws the ball into the stands.
I saw it too.
Starts cursing at the top. They should have
traded him at the deadline, Mark. I'm not defending A.J. Brown.
They should have benched him for the start of one of those games. Say, listen, you're benched. And let everybody know that he's being benched. They coddled him. They coddled him, Mark, and allowed it.
You didn't answer my question, though, Mark.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know you didn't answer. You didn't answer the question.
I did answer it. I said they're afraid of him. That's why. Not because he's right. Because they're soft.
Okay. If those two are afraid
of him. That seems unlikely.
So 52 guys in that locker room were afraid of him?
Apparently. Nothing got done. And what was the result, Hugh?
Mark, I'm not.
When we really needed the guy,
he checked out. Yeah, I know. He checked out.
He dropped balls. He act like he had better things to do. His body language was terrible all year long. It started with the Denver game. We quit on the route. We were up 27-6, and we lost the game.
No, that was
it started with Tampa Bay, and that became a game. Mm. Then we lost the Denver game. This guy, he ruined us, man. And the powers that be just let it happen.
Well, Mark, there's also door number three. There's door number three that none of us have mentioned.
What door?
Well, the door is he is a volatile person that if you push back, he checks out. Sirianni acted like a clown on the sideline, and then what did AJ do the rest of the game?
What? Sirianni should have done that nine weeks ago.
No, I understand.
Nine weeks ago, he should have done that.
I get it, Mark. But like sometimes you have to know the player and you have to know the person. There's, you could speak but this better than I can. There probably were some players that could take strong criticisms from coaches, could take being yelled, cussed out, whatever.
No, that was me.
Right. And then there's
cussed out all the time.
Then there are some that probably would not respond well. It's the same thing.
I was trying to use, in general, you're using names. I probably go grip me up after. But no, it was certain people you didn't yell at.
Yeah.
And you didn't talk to him any kind of way. You ain't talk to Ike any kind of way. This is what's gonna happen. Like he'll let you know. But Ike was that respected player too, though. You know, he had that respect. And if he felt disrespected, then he gonna let you know. I looked at it and I just kind of laughed about it because I was like, oh man, whatever. But I remember vividly. Used to get cussed out, like, in every meeting, what the hell you doing, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, man, whatever. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, we know how this going to go. I probably could have handled that better, but it didn't bother me like that. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm not saying the Eagles handled the AJ thing well this year. I don't think they did. I just, sometimes there's volatile people that I'm not sure.
You got to know who you rolling up on,
right,
man.
Like, I'm not sure what the right way to handle AJ is, other than get him out of here. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's... coddle him, support him, yell at him. Does it anything work? I don't know. The owner did go up to him in the middle of practice. Whether or not he put his arm around him and said, you don't have to apologize. The report did say, told him to knock it off, right, on the social media stuff. And I guess to that extent, he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
And I would even venture to say this, because I'm talking to Mark now, because, I mean, I hear you, Mark, and you might be right, but when given the opportunity, nobody really came to Jalen's defense and said, no, it ain't Jalen. But they damn sure said it wasn't Kevin Petullo.
A lot.
Like, that was said a lot. Now, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right because there could be an element of jealousy because the quarterback is treated differently than everybody else. That's across every football team. That's sure. Just how it is. They're treated differently. But it is kind of telling that nothing – was really, you know, everybody, like the receiver, hey, it's not Kevin Petullo. And everybody kind of leave it like that. And then you got to start looking back at the cryptic things that were said all year long. AJ started it when he was like, y'all see it? And they're asking what that means. Y'all see it? You know, so there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah,
no question.
Well, that's what we're going to do all offseason. All right, let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Joe, if you think by you talking to A.J. Brown, he curls up like a little girl, that's more A.J. character, isn't it?
I think the whole thing's a bad indictment on A.J. I agree. I'm just like, I'm not sure what the right way to handle A.J. is.
And Devontae Smith and everybody in the locker room saying that it's not Kevin Petullo. If they do say it is Kevin Petullo, don't that open up another can of worms?
Sure, but it's pretty strong that they're saying it's not him.
They could have also answered it like Jalen did.
No, I guess I believe they're just saying the respectable thing to say.
How come Jalen didn't say the respectable thing to say?
You think Jalen didn't?
There was a huge difference in what Jalen said and what those guys said.
I'm just saying
reporting what AJ said. He spoke to AJ.
Right. But I'm saying if we say Devontae and Saquon are just saying the right thing, then wouldn't Jalen saying something different be the wrong thing?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
No.
No problem.
Hey, Joe, let's go to all of the third down calls where there's draws. We giving up on draws.
I hate it. I know.
On the fourth down. I know. The fourth down call.
Yeah.
Four verticals against cover four. Where's the creativity? There's no hook
Anthony,
and ladder. There's no.
If the season's coming down to a hook and ladder, we're done, guys. I mean, seriously.
No. Because, Joe, Buffalo season came down to a hook and ladder where they converted against us.
It also was the middle of the field, Anthony. I think we are.
Jalen threw the balls away on second down.
Horrendous, horrendous.
If Jalen would have threw an interception against the Chargers,
Anthony, did you hear what Tom Brady said on the second down? Jalen bailed.
No, I was at the game.
Okay.
I didn't hear.
Well, Tom Brady said Jalen Hurts bailed a clean pocket on second down and cut the field in half. To me, I just want to finish. To me, it is. Anthony, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. I'm talking about Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening at 7:20. It is one of the worst plays of Jalen Hurts' career. I stand on that. Second down, season on the line, bails a clean pocket and throws the ball out of bounds. I don't know how, as a fan, you're okay with that, Anthony. It's horrendous.
I'm not saying that I am.
No, but we're having a conversation about it, and you're talking about the Super Bowl. Anthony, you're in the stadium Sunday, and Jalen Hurts bails a clean pocket. Why are you not critical of him?
What? He don't get more carries. Thanks, Bigsby needed more carries.
Guys. No, that's not about Jalen. I'm talking about the coordinator.
Okay. Hey, Joe, so if you think we get a good coordinator, you think offense don't change?
Was the passing game good last year with Kellen Moore?
No.
Okay.
Kevin Petullo was here also last year. And he'd been here since Shane Steichen also.
He also was here as the pass game coordinator during Jalen Hurts' MVP season. Don't you realize it's about Hurts? It's not about the coordinator or the pass game coordinator. When Jalen plays well, he plays well.
Okay, so if you give Jalen Kyle Shanahan, you think that's not going to work?
I don't think he'd want Jalen Hurts, Anthony.
You give Jalen who's another good offensive mind? Sean McVay.
I don't think he would want Jalen Hurts, Anthony.
No? I think we're going to find out, Anthony. I think we're going to find out. I think.
You give Jalen, who's up in New England?
McDaniels. Yeah.
You think that's not going to work?
We're going to find out.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I think of the three that you mentioned, he might do the best with him.
You give one of them good quarterbacks, Kevin Petullo. Do you think that's going to work?
I think a good quarterback would probably function with Kevin Petullo, Anthony. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how we're okay with the second down. It's an egregious play by the quarterback.
I'm not okay.
But you are, because when I mention it, you mentioned the Super Bowl.
Jalen can play better.
Yeah, but that's all right. I can't, guys. I can't do this all off season.
What can you do, man?
I just can't. Well, he won the Super Bowl last year. We're talking about. That's wonderful. We're talking about the game on Sunday. The game this past Sunday. Second and 11. Joe. He bailed a clean pocket and threw the ball out of bounds. You have three downs left in your season. Mm-hmm. Three downs. And Jalen Hurts took one of them and tossed it out of bounds. Like, I'm not saying anything that's inaccurate. How is anyone okay with this? He took one of your three downs left in your entire season and tossed it to Big Dom. And I'm supposed to sit here and say, Kevin Petullo.
Tammy did toss to Big Dom a little bit.
I just don't get it. It's going to stick in my head until he resurrects it and changes something
because,
next season.
Because let me tell you, and nobody wants to hear that you're trying to move on. Because that's what it sounds like. Not saying that it's going to happen next year.
They need better quarterback play. We all agree on that?
It feels like that's
okay,
the case.
Well, then he better get better or they better get someone else. This is not hard.
You know what's funny about this situation is that The further we get away from this moment, the more stuff is gonna leak out of that building about what potentially was going on. This is only the first couple of salvos that were fired.
Well, especially Petullo's gone because as you said, you think he's a snitch.
Petullo about to sing like a canary.
No,
he about to sing because he caught a lot of heat. All I think about, man, is this man caught a lot of heat for something that he feels that he didn't do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be some serious singing in offseason.
215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. We gotta react to a couple pieces of audio. Something Richard Sherman said recently about Kevin Petullo's thoughts on this, speaking of singing like a canary, and Donovan McNabb going against the grain a little bit with his thoughts on the Eagles offense, what they should do with Kevin Petullo. You'll hear Donovan next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The wheels are the same, the body's the same, but it's got a Toyota Corolla engine in it now. And you're like, I don't get it.
Dude,
and
I love that. That's pretty good right there. I like that illustration. Nice job with that one.
But you're like, what's the common denominator? And you know, Fitz is good friends with Kevin Petullo, so he reached out and he's like, people are just so hard on me, and it's not my fault. And they don't understand the inner workings. And it's like, Kevin, we get it. But when you're the offensive coordinator with great power comes great responsibility.
The voice is there. Richard Sherman, Nick Foles, talking about Petullo.
The way he made Petullo sound is not good. Though.
Not good. No, it's not. Welcome back. Midday Show. Crazy. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joe. Now, is whether or not he is accepting his part of the pie of blame is that we could debate. I think he's getting too much of it. But Hugh, on that, it does, just listening to the way Sherman relayed, kind of felt like a game of telephone, right? He's talking about his coworker on Amazon, his knows Petullo, right? And it seems like from that exchange, Petullo is kind of relaying to Ryan Fitzpatrick, like, they're all against me. It's not all me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get why he feels that way. I mean, he's the one getting crushed.
It's never all one thing, man. Everybody that has talked about this knows that. But it's the one glaring thing. It's the one glaring thing. Now, all the minutia and all the other stuff that's underlying going on with this, nobody else knows because they can't see that. Oh, they can't understand. Just like when we talked to Mark. Mark's like, why? Why are you disrespecting him? Why have he why are you saying he's this, that, and the third when all he's done is this? I get that. That's a part of it too. Because when you talk about Jalen Hurts not evolving as a quarterback, if that's the case, and them saying that he has his offense stagnant, people don't understand that because we're coming off a Super Bowl season.
Yeah.
You're coming off a quarterback that has been to two Super Bowls. You're talking about a quarterback that resonates with this fan base in this city with his.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Resilience and the fact that he never gives up. He never quits. And on top of that, the dude took the blame Sunday. He took the blame. He said it was on him.
Yes. That's what he's supposed to do.
Well, to be honest, Kyle, a lot of quarterbacks don't do that.
I agree with you.
You know, a lot of quarterbacks will sit back and they'll him and haw and da-da. Jalen Hurts stood and took the bullet.
Yes.
Now, and when you talk about what's being talked about underlying, and basically we're talking about moving on from the quarterback. I mean, that's going to be we're kind of scratching the surface right now, but that's going to be the conversation moving forward, especially if you get another coordinator in here and the offense looks stagnant again. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about moving on from the quarterback. A lot of people ain't ready to do that. A lot of people think you're crazy when you do that for a number of different reasons, man. For a number of different reasons.
Well, and I guess Donovan McNabb would be the crazy one because he has a different take on all this. Forget the Jalen Hurts aspect. Let's talk about the Kevin Petullo aspect. Definitely gone? Well, not if Donovan's making the call. Here's Donovan yesterday on the afternoon show.
Now, Jalen has had, what, 4 to 5 offensive coordinators since he's been in the league. The man has had almost 8 or 9 offensive coordinators since he set foot on Alabama's campus. And so how do you develop as a quarterback when you're constantly learning a new offense and the footwork is a lot different of what you can and cannot do in an offense? So I would like to see Kevin Petullo be able to come back and then work together to be able to now create more opportunities for this offense to be able to be explosive.
You heard him. That's a radical idea.
It's wild that it's become a radical idea. Bring back the offensive coordinator of a team that won the division and made the playoffs, and it was in his first year. I mean, it does come off as a radical idea because everyone has decided he's gone, he's the problem. But I don't know, Hugh, what would be your reaction if Donovan's thought is what they do, and what would you think if they kept Petullo?
They're tripping. He's tripping. Donovan's tripping. I don't think you can run it back like that because of everything that has transpired over the season. This was the absolute worst this offense has looked since I've been here. The absolute worst. Now, you can argue that the players being healthy and things of that nature might change some things. That might hunt for a while. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there needs to be more accountability. I feel like in the world that Donovan has presented for us, if we run Kevin Petullo back, I would venture to say that if they decide to do that, he would be at the podium a lot more, and he would be a lot more forthcoming on what's going on with the offense. I don't think, and because of that, I don't think that what they would be trying to do would fly because everybody be looking at, dog, we saw this offense you ran last year. So now you want to try to throw the quarterback under the bus? I don't think it hunts for that reason. Because I think that over there at the NovaCare right now, they're trying to figure out what's the next move. There's a lot of balls in play when it comes to
rhythmic
ball play when it comes to what could potentially happen with this Philadelphia Eagles team. I've played with guys, and I feel like, Joe, you going to be all right over there? And I feel like
I knew you were heading this path. I knew it.
And I feel like that in order to do whatever they want to do, there has to be a new face and a new voice in there. And a reputable voice, a voice that people are familiar with that has ran offense and has had success running offenses to do what they ultimately want to do if I'm right with my reckless speculation.
Are we positive that they're going to get what you want? That those people are just going to line up for this job?
That's another thing.
If we just take a step back, right? Like, we all want to believe, like, everyone would want this job, okay? I have a quarterback who at one point was a great dual threat, and this year did not look like as much of a dual threat, right? Those are facts. He didn't run as much or as effectively. I have an offensive line that has a right tackle who's going to the Hall of Fame who might not be physically right anymore. Let's see what Lane is. He missed basically half the season. The left guard the other day just said he wonders if he'll ever feel good again physically. That was Landon Dickerson. A running back that's about to be 30, a wide receiver who may ask for a trade. Are we sure, like, Mike McDaniel and Brian Daboll and Todd Monken and whoever you want is just going to run here and grab this job?
Well, and then the fact that they have to run the Sirianni Hurts offense.
And if you don't win the Super Bowl, the whole town wants you fired. I'm just like, all right. I mean, I hope.
If you don't win the Super Bowl, the whole town wants you
fired. That's what happened. I hope we get our pick of the litter of offensive coordinator. I'm not sure this is as attractive as a spot as we're making it out to be right now. I mean, I
don't disagree.
You, is this an attractive job?
It is. And I think I hear what you guys are saying. But money, if you throw enough money at a coordinator and if you throw enough money at the right one, he'll come here.
Yeah.
He'll come here and you have to let him run his offense. I think the part of the problem is we've been told for the last couple of seasons that this is Coach Sirianni's offense. Mm. And I think that if you want somebody to come in here and run the offense, it's going to change slightly. But here's the thing, guys, from my purview, and I might be wrong about this, but I don't think so. a lot of these offenses are very, very similar. The terminology is just different.
Saquon said that the other day.
Yeah, it's very, very similar, but the terminology is different. So, in essence, you're learning the terminology. That's why they had a little cue cards on their arm or whatever, the quarterbacks, because certain things, like we was talking to Richie this morning, he said something, black, jack, go or something. And he was talking about black indicates that you're changing the play. Like, the terminology changes. And I don't, if you're locked in and if you're ready to go, I don't think it affects a quarterback that much, especially if you're still running the same concepts, just the terminology.
So
you
then
have
what's
to
the point? If it doesn't affect him that much.
Well, the point is this. If you bring in a new coordinator, Joe, and he's bringing in his offense, it might be an offense, say, similar to Kyle Shanahan's offense, where there's a lot of intricate movements, there's a lot of exotic looks and things of that nature. The thing that I remember about playing against quarterbacks like that, the quarterback and the center have to know where everybody is and where everybody's supposed to be on the field. Mm-hmm. And that's basically all you're learning. Like, okay, recklessly speculate. If we're saying that Jalen doesn't know the offense, we're basically saying that Jalen doesn't know where his outlets are. That's what we're saying. If what Shady says is true, that Jalen can't run it, it's because Jalen doesn't know what outlets are. Because every good defense, there's always a hole in it that an offense can find. And if you can't understand that, then you can't – that's what we're talking about, that Jalen can't find the outlets in the offense if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, like – so I agree with you. It's not like a slam dunk. This is an attractive job as an OC, but
this
it's all relative.
Very attractive job.
Relatively.
Are you serious?
Well, hold on, because there's going to be the Titans are going to get a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need an OC there,
right,
with Cam Ward. They don't, but who the hell knows with Cam Ward? And you're going to an organization that sucks, frankly. The Browns. You go with Shador and whoever the new head coach is there, like. If I'm an OC and I'm saying, what's a situation where I can go have one good year and maybe get a head coaching job, the stepping stone is the Eagles, because you bank on Saquon and the O-line bouncing back. Mm-hmm. And you could just copy the Kellen Moore playbook.
Like, so I see why someone would want the job and take it. I'm just, the Lions job is open. Would you rather be the Lions offense coordinator or the Eagles next
year?
Well,
yeah, sure. I don't think it's the most attractive job in the NFL, but I don't think it's unattractive per se.
I don't think nobody's gonna be like, Philadelphia. I think there would be more people that would want to be probably here in Philly than they would probably be in Cleveland.
Well, I mean, that's a low bar.
Well, I mean,
it's the lowest bar.
But
that's what we're
talking
about.
That bar exists, right? Like, because we're talking about the NFL. There's only so many jobs that are open. I mean, I would have to go through all of them, but I would think we're in the top half.
I mean, I would think in the top.
Maybe not, they're not number one.
Yeah, I think we have a little revisionist history on how we got the two coordinators here that worked. Steichen came with Sirianni, right? And Steichen was a no-name at that point. And then Kellen Moore was down on his luck. He had just been fired. He had been demoted in Dallas.
He was.
He was demoted in Dallas, and Justin Herbert sucked with them in Los Angeles. They didn't have a good year. They all got fired. Like, when those moments happened, it wasn't like the number one coordinator on the whole market that everyone loves. Let's say, I guess that's Mike McDaniel now. I mean, he's one of the two or three out there, right? Wasn't how it went. So I'm be very curious to see how this search goes, assuming they jump in here. All right, let's go to Dennis in Newtown. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Hey, Dennis. Good morning.
So, you know, just a couple points. And first of all, Big Dom, clean catch on that pass. Really clean.
It was
catch.
A great catch.
I don't think it was clean.
Yeah,
well, no.
But it was. I thought he handled it well.
He used his body to bring
You're
it
You're not
in.
Supposed
like
to do that.
His hand, there was hands catcher, his body catcher. He's a body catcher. It happens, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I wish AJ would have done something like that.
Me
but
too.
Anyway, listen, I guess, you know, when you take the job of an offensive coordinator, right, you kind of own the offense. You're the CEO, right? And you got to be accountable for every aspect. You are the guy. And it's the same way in business. It's the same anywhere. You are the guy. And your job is to maximize the offense with what you have. And the goal is to get to the Super Bowl. So, Joe, I hear you when you talk about, you know, the running back was hurt. You know, it's the first year after a Super Bowl. The offensive line, you know, is hurt. But I think you got to get that. They're deflections. They're deflections. The goal, whatever you have, you got to make it work. And 18 games, That didn't work. Didn't work. And, you know, the one thing, the one guy I think that's getting a pass here, and I don't know what happened to Statland University. I don't know if they were defunded this year or they were on remote learning, okay? But you know what? All I heard, and he's a great coach, by the way.
Yep.
But the people that he put in place of the people that were hurt didn't do the job.
They didn't.
That's the offensive coordinator's purview and world. So I just think that we can't like put in built-in excuses and expect that the offensive coordinator is going to be held accountable regardless. And I'll tell you what has to change in my mind. And, you know, it could be a no-name offensive coordinator, or it could be an offensive coordinator that's proven his worth, either as a head coach or as an offensive coordinator. Sirianni's got to sit down and stay away from it and let him run it and let him be totally accountable for it. And I think at that point, you're going to find out who can play and who can't. You might have to sacrifice a year. We already sacrificed one. But I don't know. The whole thing in my mind, when I saw that picture of everybody collaborating for that last play, you know what went through my mind?
What was that?
When we used to play football in the streets of Philadelphia, and if I'm the quarterback, I'm telling the left end to go down to the Chevy and make a left. And I'm telling, you know, I'm telling the other guy, you know, go across the street, but look both ways so you don't get hit by a car, and I'll fake it to you. It just didn't seem like there was much confidence in the play call, and it's almost like they were kind of confounded about what to do.
Yeah, I felt something similar. I didn't feel like they felt they had it. And Dennis, good phone call. Now, I think to be fair to all of them, right, to Hurts, to Sirianni, to Petullo, is there a call in the play sheet for 4th and 11 from the 21?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, you're in trouble. I mean, it's not a Hail Mary, but it's not a play that you like. What do you run there? They have the sidelines. They have the back of the end zone. It's a condensed area of the field. Yes, I'm sure there was better ideas. And tomorrow I'll have Jason Avon on, and maybe he could give us an idea of what he would have run in that spot. The issue to me is that the first, second, and third down put them in 4th and 11. Like, that's sometimes I think we're looking at the wrong thing. Let's go to Rich in Delaware. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, Rich. What's up?
On, Rich?
I got a couple points here. You know, we're all hurting. Everybody knows. I knew it in the middle of the season we were not going to win the Super Bowl. We talked about it. You guys have talked about this. My friends and I have all talked about this. I knew it midseason we had absolutely no hope of winning the Super Bowl. However, we definitely should have beat the 49ers. No question. And you got Petullo, who was put in this position to either be successful or not successful. And over the course of the season, completely unsuccessful offensively. And it falls on the coach. I'm sorry. It also falls on Jalen a little bit. Last year, Jalen played his butt off because he got beat in the Super Bowl the year prior. And he came back hungry. He came back trying to prove something. And he proved it. And he got MVP. And they won the Super Bowl. And then he comes back this year complacent. A different person. Not running the ball on foot like he used to. Not making the passes he was making. That's what I saw.
Well, I think a lot. I mean, especially when you throw the last thing in there. He didn't. I mean, it's clear, right? I mean, Rich Kufunk, I mean, he didn't run as much this year. And I, you know, that is one that I don't know if we're ever going to get the true answer on why he didn't run as much, but it affected the team. I mean, this is one of his best strengths, right? He's a dual threat quarterback, and at his best, and we saw it, I mean, many times, he ran for 70 yards in the Super Bowl. There was a game early in his career, he ran for 100 yards in a single quarter. I mean, this guy, he can run, Hugh. I mean, he's been an impactful runner.
He's been a threat.
Yeah.
When he pulls the ball down and he runs. No
this
question
year,
about that.
I don't have the answer. I don't think any of us do. Why didn't they do that more? I don't know.
Yeah, and he was kind of evasive when he was asked about it, you know, and he was like, he does what was needed to be done. But when you talk about the game that we just played in, and you didn't see a whole lot of that. As a matter of fact, you pointed out that Brock Purdy ran for more yards than Jalen ran for. So, yeah, it's one of those things where there's a lot to unpack here, man. And we're still – the wound is still fresh for what we're dealing with, and that's what we're going with. But, yeah, it's a lot to unpack. But I feel like Kevin Petullo is probably going to be the odd man.
Yeah, he's going to get him. Well, he's going to be scapegoat. I mean, that's what we're going to do.
Bring forth the sacrifice.
That's we're going to sacrifice Kevin Petullo to make ourselves feel better. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, let me just say this, man. And, you know, I'm not taking no shots at Sirianni or anybody, right? This is my thing. The experiment is over, right? Right now, you have a great team that can actually be better at what they're doing, right? But the only way you can make someone better, including Jalen Hurts, right, you have to know your players. I have to bring somebody in that's going to know what type of team that they have and know what needs to be done with this team, the proper formations, the play calling, and all that, right? But the thing is, it starts with Jalen, right? And if you're saying, like, okay, he had all these different offensive coordinators, that is true, right? We haven't had a real head coach here. We had two offensive coordinators that did good, and then they got, you know, head coaching job offers, right? So we haven't really had an offense of coordinator or offense that was actually ran the same type of way year to year so they could get better and better at it, right? So my thing is this, right? You have to understand what your team is, and you know your players. This is the first thing. And I keep saying this, and I'm going to say it over and over again, because this is why we keep coming up short, right? Because these people that they're hiring, you got a great team right here. In order to make them better, you got to have somebody that knows how to make them better. We can't bring somebody that don't know how to call plays. We're giving them a chance. And all that. No, this is a team right now that if they're coached the right way, they can be great. And that's what we need right now. But my thing is this, right? Sirianni, it's time to step up as a coach, man. You understand your players. You've been here long enough, man, to understand what Jalen needs. He needs to get better at his accuracy. He needs to get better at his decision-making as far as running out the pocket. You can't take them things away from a quarterback that makes him who he is. You got to understand your players, man. And my thing is this, man, as moving on from here on out, man, Sirianni, listen, man, your job is on the line, and whoever else is Jalen, your job is on the line too. Because if you're not willing to go in that locker room and go to the higher-ups, your GM and your owner, and tell them, listen, this is what I want to improve on. This is what's going to make me a better quarterback. This is what's going to help me lead my team to success. Jalen have to tell these people this. And then when he tell you all that, then that's what y'all got to give him.
Mm.
That's what needs to be brought here for Philadelphia right now, because we got the team to do it. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let it go. Listen, with this team right now, with AJ and Smith, I don't want to see AJ leave. But you know what? You need somebody to actually step up to AJ and tell him, listen, you could be great. You and Smith and all the rest of y'all, the offense can be great. But the only way y'all can be great is y'all work on the offseason and want to be great. Y'all can't do it just by somebody coming and calling plays and thinking that's going to work. Y'all got to work together on the offseason and know each other, bond with each other, and actually want each other to be great. That's it, man.
Mm. Well, good phone call, man. Love the passion. We've got a lot to say there, Hugh. A lot to say.
I felt like you wanted the music there.
But it was like
I let him go a cappella.
It's not a music day.
No,
I mean, we're unpacking the pie of blame. It's not a music day.
The pie
here.
Of blame.
That's what we're doing here. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Is Kevin Petullo getting too much blame for the Eagles season? I think he clearly is. I mean, whether or not you think he's good, bad, in the middle, or whatever, he's basically getting scapegoated for this entire thing when it was all of them. I think the players hold far more blame for what happened on the offense this year than Kevin Petullo on his call sheet. All right. We got a lot to get to on the other side. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Ross Tucker will join us at 12:30. We'll get to your calls on the Eagles, the offense, and the Petullo blame for what happened here. We are on Petullo Watch. But we got to get to a Beau Bichette update next. The Phillies met with Bichette yesterday. How did that meeting go? Would his arrival truly mean JT is gone? And story out now this morning on why the Phillies should be viewed as the favorite. They could do something other teams aren't willing to do. We'll get to that. 215-592-949 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.